Maine is one of the whitest states in the nation, and the fishermen in its famed lobster industry reflect that demographic reality. But this summer, a small group of black men, some of them recent arrivals from Africa, are learning to lobster, as Fred Bever reports.
At 15, Cristiano Silva thought he might spend the summer working at a McDonald's near his home on the outskirts of Portland, Maine, and help with household expenses. Instead, he found himself on a lobster boat called the Sea Smoke out here among Casco Bay's rocky islands. Nose scrunched, he places a fist-sized mesh bag full of smelly herring inside a lobster trap.
I like it. The only thing I can't stand is the smell of the fish. That's literally it. I'm not gonna lie, that's what kind of kicked my butt right now. I just can't handle it.
Chris was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and he was still a toddler when his mother emigrated here a decade ago. Now he and several other black teens are learning how to lobster in a new program called Float All Boats.
One thing that's a little tricky is getting what's called the buoy out of the water, because sometimes, right, it's weird angles and like you kind of miss it.
Belching diesel fumes, the boat makes its way from buoy to buoy. Captain Jeff Holden, a volunteer with the program, teaches the use of an electric pulley that helps to bring the attached lobster traps up from the sea floor.
You don't get your fingers caught between here and the hauler because it'll pull your hand right into the hauler. You actually cut a finger off if you're not careful.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let it go.
Holden is a longtime fisherman and lobster dealer who, with his son Luke and partner Ben Conniff, founded the Luke's Lobster Company in 2009. Conniff says that Maine's seafood packing plants are some of the most diverse places in the state, with immigrant workers from Southeast Asia, Latin America, and Africa.
But when you think about that most prized job in the industry, getting to go out and catch and sell those lobsters yourself, you don't see any diversity. You see a sea of white.
And the waiting list for a lobster license is years long, which is why Portland schoolteacher Halima Noor pushed Chris and other students to say yes when Luke's offered boat time, gear, and expertise, the tools needed for a state apprenticeship program that allows teens to bypass that waiting list.
I had never heard of a lobsterman that was a person of color.
Noor, who was born in Somalia, says that the doors of opportunity don't always swing wide for young black people in Maine, although she's not expecting the lobstering program to change the world.
Not them saying, like, wow, we just ended racism right now, guys. But if they're just like, we got to do something that no other kid of color in Maine got to do, and this was great, and I'd be like, thank you. That's all I want for you to get.
The oldest of the apprentice lobstermen, 17-year-old Joshua Lamore, is a promising football player who's excited about college recruiters who've been turning up lately. But he says that the lobstering experience is also opening new career horizons.
And also just being alone out on the ocean sometimes, just doing your job and getting work done. You're really focused on nothing else. You can leave everything else behind. It's good. It's very therapeutic, I think.
Lamore and Chris Silva both emphasize that a key attractant is getting paid for their share of the catch. Back at sea, though, Silva notes the price lobstermen get for their catch can seesaw pretty wildly.
Now it's like $5 per pound, so it's like a little disappointing. So it really depends on how lucky you get. So last time I was pretty lucky. I got some good ones. I make some good money. Yeah.
And on this particular day, there is still some fishing luck in the offing.
It's so long because it's so heavy. I caught so many lobsters.
Oh, big catch here, baby.
That's a big old male.
This one's, I love this one.
Chris and Josh say they will encourage siblings and schoolmates to join the program next summer. They plan to attend again, too, and they are even talking about getting a small boat and going into business together.
Three to a trap.
Woo!
For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.